This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Me? Look stupid? So Momo's in for John. You said you had a piece of good news of some kind.
Listen,
Momo.
Every day that Vin Scully is on this earth with us is a great day. And today is his birthday, his 94th birthday.
Yeah.
It is such a, he's just a gift for all of us. And he lets us still be connected to him on Twitter.
Yep.
I
Did
love that
Did he tweet
guy.
Today? I know. It wouldn't be like him to tweet for his birthday.
Hey, everybody, wish me a happy birthday.
Hey, everybody. Look at me. Yeah, that is
Jorge,
so not
Jorge, you have
Vin.
The same birthday as Vin Scully?
I'll tell you.
Dude.
Yeah, Jorge does.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's Vin Scully.
You win every game of who has the best birthday, who has the same birthday as me.
I like that.
I think you win.
So I'll tell you a story. The last time Vin Scully came on, and we've asked for Vin Scully lots of times over the years, and we've had him on lots of times over the years. But the last time, he doesn't like stuff that is about him. So he's very humble in that way. Mm-hmm. So the last time we had Vin on was when Bob Miller was retiring, and we had Bob Miller in the studio with us, and Vin could call in and congratulate Bob Miller on his legendary career. So Vin is not he's sort of the anti-me. He does not want people. He's not look at me. He's Vin. He's humble, and he appreciates everybody following him, and he's the greatest. I've said before, I think he's the greatest broadcaster of all time, period, regardless of type of broadcast. So I rank him there with people like Walter Cronkite as one of the great broadcasters of all time.
I'm going to just say that Vin Scully and Chick Hearn are the reason that I do what I do now. I think I developed my love of sports and my love of L.A. from those two guys. Just the soundtrack of my childhood. And I can't believe he's 94 and he's still with it and awesome and talking to us on Twitter and making videos and stuff. That's amazing.
Jorge, what do you got?
Say, friends, you can't make it to the game, but you still want that one-of-a-kind Dodger Stadium experience? Well, all you need is Farmer John Dodger Dogs.
Yes!
Available now at your local grocery store. One bite of that legendary hot dog, your couch becomes your own personal baseline seat. You'll practically be able to smell the grass. So pick up some Farmer John Dodger Dogs at your local grocery store today to get that Dodger Stadium experience. And remember, for big league hunger, all you need is Farmer John.
Farmer
he made spots
John.
Sound cool, man. That's
I mean.
Yeah. And by the way, we don't even have Farmer John.
What if we got Vin to read the ZipRecruiter ad?
Ooh, imagine that.
Vin is not. We've got you to read the ZipRecruiter ad. We don't need Vin.
Could you get Vin to do a Jacob and Ronnie one? Could you get him?
Sure. Whole bunch of money.
He would do it.
For a whole bunch of money. No,
pay for that. I would chip in for that.
Hey, you guys think he's in Cameo?
Vin in Cameo. That would be amazing.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
Let's search that. Vin in Cameo. How
cool my God.
Would that be?
There is
that
not,
is, that is so not Vin.
It's so not Vin, but I would pay anything for that. That's awesome. Can
for
you get a
cameo
from
message
Scully?
From Vin. Yeah, he's not on Cameo. You know who's on Cameo?
Our very own.
Me.
Steve Mason.
I did 4 Cameo messages over the holiday.
Hey. What, do you get dressed up for him?
No. People don't want dressed up Mace. They want Mace and a hoodie and a ball cap.
Were they holiday-like messages or no?
One was a birthday. One was giving guys crap because their fantasy football teams were awful. Another was an anniversary. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
You were
in.
Giving somebody a hard time because their fantasy football team was bad?
Yes. They wanted it to come from last place Mace.
Got it. Okay.
And it is a proven fact. I lost, my fantasy football team lost 49-23.
Yeah.
This weekend.
You have McCaffrey, right? And he's out for the year.
And McCaffrey's gone for the year. I'm 4-7. I am dead last in a 12-team league.
Who's your quarterback?
One brow man.
Jalen Hurts. who's actually been really good for me.
Yeah, he's good.
He's been good, and somehow I've still screwed it up.
You know, we used to say this at Stanford, like they send, your parents spend a lot of money to send you there.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to fail. Like, you have to try to fail. Like,
sure.
It's not like a, you know, there's 30,000 kids in your class and there's a real curve and all that. Like, you have to actively try to fail a class because Stanford just wants you to succeed and get your money and donate back to them when you get older. Like,
yep.
At this point, I think you're reaching that territory, Mace.
You think so?
Like, are you trying to fail at fantasy sports?
No, no, not at all.
So you're still trying to win and then you happen to fail along the
Correct.
Way.
I am trying really hard. And yeah, here's what I should bring up with Matthew Berry this week. We have him usually on Thursdays. Here's how I drafted my team. I went through Matthew Berry's list of players you should have this year.
Uh-huh.
And I drafted every single one of them.
Oh.
Including Jalen Hurts has been a really good. But he told me to draft all these people in his articles, and I drafted him. And now look at me. I'm 4-7, and I'm about to lose an eyebrow.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll look good without the eyebrow. I think it'll.
Yeah, I.
Could change your career. You know, it really could be your thing.
No, it's not going to be my thing.
You might look so good that you're like, I'm going to keep it this way.
It is going to be completely temporary. I will grow it back as fast as possible.
But you have a theme song now.
I do have a theme song.
You can put that in your Twitter bio.
Yeah, one eyebrow man.
One brow man.
One brow man.
All right, so we're going to spin the wheel of questions. It's presented. It's not prevented. By our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. It's presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All the questions are Laker
Good.
Related.
Good.
Jorge, give it a spin. Interesting. So the Lakers got back to 500 yesterday. They're 11-11, beating Detroit. Here's the question. How many games will the Lakers wind up winning this year? We know they're off to an 11-11 start. We're basically at the quarter pole of the season.
Mm-hmm.
How many games will the Lakers wind up winning this year?
Okay, that's interesting. Because there's 82 games, so there's
yep,
about 67
correct.
Games left. So how many of the 60 do you think they win? Right? There's 60-something
correct.
Games. Okay, so of the 60, I'll say that they will win 35.
Okay, why are you doing it that way? Because that's just confusing. So you've got them 46.
Yeah. Somewhere between, I'll say between 45 and 48 wins. 49, but, I'll give them 49.
Boy, that is.
That's not good.
That is not good. Bergman, what about you?
It's basically the same. I might even go a little bit less. 30 and 30 down the stretch seems kind of.
Yeah, they have the toughest part
right.
of their schedule coming up.
Yeah, I mean, winning half their games would put them at 41 wins. That's not getting anything done. So
no,
I'm going to say about
that's probably
four,
a plan.
Yeah, that's like a that's a positive.
I'm giving them 35.
I'm giving them 43 wins on the season.
Okay.
I am slightly more optimistic. I will give them 47 wins in the season, but that does fall in Momo's range of 45
yeah.
to 48. Jorge, what about you?
How many games do you need to go into the play-in tournament or that one?
Well, that'll get you into the play-in.
But okay. Basically 40.
So then, around there.
41 gets you into the play-in tournament for sure. Wow, is that really where we are?
I mean, look, like the way I phrased it is you got 30 games, you have 60 games left. How many of the 60 do you think they win?
Yeah, and they probably
over, are they going to play over 500?
Yeah, they'll play over 500.
Yeah, how much over 500? You say 40 of the 60?
Five games over 500.
Yeah, that's what I said, 35 games. 35 to 60.
45 wins.
35 and 25.
I mean, what do you see changing, though? I mean, nobody
LeBron
else
has
coming.
Been out. Like, listen, people need to pump their brakes a little bit.
Eh.
LeBron has been out. They look better. I do think they'll make some moves at the trade deadline. They will get better defensively because they'll have played together more. Now, all of this is, granted, LeBron plays a lot of these 60 games. And they don't have other major injuries.
Yeah, I was concerned he was grabbing his abdominal during the game yesterday.
I know. Never good. I mean, maybe he was just sore. Like, I started doing some new workout videos, and I'm sore today. So
yeah, you're comparing yourself physically to LeBron
yes.
James.
Yes. Why not?
new workout videos. Meanwhile, he's, like, on that tonal machine.
I know. I
just
see
like
those commercials all the time.
Crazy, crazy.
Look, he's doing the Calm app. Okay, I see those videos, too. I see those commercials.
Yeah, he's doing that.
And last night, Kendrick Perkins was like, you know, impressive win, except, you know, not. And then LeBron was like, I totally agree with you. But I'm, and he had some kind of quote about, like, I'm drinking my wine and I agree. Like, we needed to get better and blah, blah, blah. Like, LeBron's aware. He knows. They
should be all aware. I'll tell you the one thing I'm noticing more than anything else is, remember the championship year, the bubble year?
Mm-hmm.
How much fun they had?
Yeah, that was fun.
How much joy and fun and enthusiasm and excitement there was? There's none of that this year. It's like they're grinding. Yeah. They're grinding out wins.
This is reminding me a lot of that year with Steve Nash and Dwight Howard, and that this is going to be fun year, you know, the Sports Illustrated.
We put together
cover.
This crazy roster and...
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work.
That's what it's feeling like.
Ooh. Yeah,
they finished
rough.
Eighth.
Yeah, and even the games, I mean, they blew two leads against Sacramento in that game. They lost in triple overtime. They blew a 19-point lead against a terrible Detroit team last night.
You know, Anthony Davis had a good quote the other night. He was talking about why is it always like this, and he goes, well, because we're the Lakers. No matter who we play, it doesn't matter how bad the team's been, what they're going through, we're still the Lakers, and we're not just the Lakers. We're LeBron, AD, Russ, Carmelo, like all the, you know, all the future Hall of Famers on this team.
Right.
Like Dwight Howard, he always gets left off. There are all those big names that everybody's taking their shot at. So it's like they get everybody's best shot every night.
Yeah, but I mean, that's always
the always case. True.
That's always true. Yeah. You're the Lakers. You're always going to... I hate that as an excuse. You're going to get everybody special. Of course you are. You're
the
Lakers.
But here's the story, okay? Mace, when something works really well right out of the gate, you know, it's always more fun that way. When everybody's flowing and there's a system and an identity and everybody's hungry and they're in good place.
Yeah, sure.
But the teams and the players that go to multiple finals and win multiple finals, like LeBron James, how he went to 10 finals in a row. I mean, that guy's amazing. And you know what? Most of those ones in Cleveland, most of them, the five straight finals that he went to in Cleveland there, they sucked. Like, they were limping into the playoffs. It was frustrating all year. I would always go out to Cleveland. I would do some story. You know, there was always some story in the middle of the year, and they're fourth in the East. And is this going to be the year they fall off? Can LeBron do anything? Is he going to have enough this year? And you know what? Every year, LeBron would get him right back to the finals. Every year, he would do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Question is, he's 37-year-old LeBron. In a few weeks, can he still do that?
Yeah, and I mean, ultimately, that's the question. Can he stay healthy, and can they stay afloat when he's not on the floor?
Yep.
Can they stay afloat when they have not played well without LeBron on the floor? Well, frankly, they haven't played that well with LeBron on the floor.
No, not yet.
They just haven't played well.
No, they haven't played well. It's hard for me to watch. Like, do you watch them every night? They're
Yeah, I watch them every game.
Bad basketball,
exactly
there's
right.
There's no joy.
Hey, there's no joy. All right, so I want to hit a couple of things, because if you're just tuning in, a lot has been going on. Lincoln Riley, you probably heard about this, yesterday was named the new head coach at USC. Corey Seager just about an hour ago signed a 10-year, $325 million deal with the Texas Rangers.
No!
Max Scherzer signed a 3-year, $45 million deal with the New York Mets. And the Rams got hammered by Green Bay yesterday, 7-4. We've been talking about that, too, and a lot of people want to lay that at the doorstep of Les Snead and Sean McVay. We'll get some phone calls in here. I want to 877-710-ESPN. Also want to tell you about the annoying Starbucks girl. Annoying Starbucks girl.
I want to hear about that.
Okay, good. That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, hey, goodbye. Max Scherzer's gone to the Mets. That was 3 years.
130.
So the highest annual average salary of anybody in Major League Baseball history, over $43 million. He's got an opt-out after 2 years. And Corey Seager, 10 years, $325 to the Rangers. Somebody just made a point. So much for the Kershaw will never go to the Rangers because they're not competitive argument.
Yeah. Look, I mean,
does that put Kershaw in play for the Texas Rangers and him not coming back for the Dodgers?
I think that's always been in play for him, just because he's from Dallas. That'd be a homecoming for him. You know, he's got a couple of kids now. I think two or three kids, right?
I haven't kept track.
That's where he's. I haven't kept track.
That's not my department.
Look, I mean, Kersh would be understandable. I wouldn't do it because I just think if you want to win a World Series,
They're getting good. They just signed, you know, the two premium free agents on the market.
Yeah, but those are just – baseball's not like that. You can't just sign one or two guys and win. You have to build an entire organization of winning. And so, I mean, good for you. You got paid. Good. All the Boris clients
got
paid.
Yeah, I got two words for the Dodgers when it comes to Corey Seager. Pay more.
Yeah, okay.
He's a World Series MVP. He's an NLCS MVP.
I would have given.
He's a heart of the lineup hitter.
I mean, did you think he would get? I mean, what did they give Mookie Betts last year?
I thought it was going to be 10 years, 350. I'll be honest. Yeah. I thought it was going to be 10 years, 350.
Now he does have a history of injuries, much more so than some of the other players you've gotten that kind of money. But you know, to me, I would have paid him. I think Corey deserves that. He's a hell of a player.
Why aren't the Dodgers paying him?
I really think that
they're owned by a hedge fund. As John Ireland likes to say, they're owned by a hedge fund. They are the Guggenheim Group. They got all the money in the world.
Yeah, I really think that they have certain organizational lines they don't cross, and they don't do things out of desperation, because I think, especially now with the labor stoppage that's coming, I think there is a sort of hesitation to invest and go big right now when you don't know what the rules of the game are going to be. Because I guarantee you, those rules are going to affect teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees and the big market teams that are over their luxury tax, that are paying a lot of luxury tax already, even more. And so it's really hard to say push yourself right now when you don't know what that really means in the future. That's just my outside read, okay?
Yeah, well, that's why those guys are signing, because they don't.
Yeah, they don't want to wait, because it's probably not going to
be salary constraints after this.
There will be. I mean, that's what this whole fight is about.
Yeah, I think that they're going to look back and say that the Corey Seager, letting him go was a mistake.
Yeah, I think so. Well, but let's see what they do next. And what a mistake this is for baseball to have a strike right now. What a huge mistake.
Well, does it even matter till we actually get to baseball season?
It probably doesn't, as long as there's not like a delay in spring training. But nobody wins whenever there is a labor dispute. Nobody wins. All it does is turn off fans. And to me, baseball had gotten to a place where I think baseball had been as healthy as it has been in years over the last couple of seasons. Like, they have some great young stars, some exciting teams. Like, people are really – the ratings are up all across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think until we start actually missing baseball games, it doesn't matter. Like, is anybody going to care when they lock them out tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific?
No, people won't care. We're just going to endless Rob Manfred and Scott Boras updates. Like, okay. I don't really want to read those headlines for 2 months, but.
But I was looking at it, and Bergman, you can jump here. Dodgers starting rotation now. Bueller, Urias, Heaney, Gonsolin, maybe David Price.
Dustin May, when he gets back, they just tweeted a video of him working out. How far away is he?
He's not due back till after the All-Star break.
Oof.
Yeah, looking at like August.
Mm. Mitch White, Andre
Jackson. They're going to go get some guys.
The big-name free agent pitchers are out, though. They're gone. Like,
Marcus Stroman is the only one that's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled a little bit, but he's a very good pitcher. I would love to have Stroman. He's great.
Yeah, there's no connection right now between Marcus Stroman and the Dodgers, just to put that out there.
No,
there have been stories that maybe Friedman is interested in some trade targets like Frankie Montas in Oakland, Luis Castillo, Sonny Gray in Cincinnati. So I think they're going to have to improve their rotation via trade as opposed to via free agency.
That's still pretty rough. I mean, look what they've lost over the last couple of years. Kike, Jock, Seager. I mean, Scherzer was only here for a short amount of time, but these were big guys that made huge plays in the postseason. They're huge losses. They're not just these little things, and possibly losing Taylor too. You're looking at a brand new, different team next year. Kershaw could be gone. I mean, I just worry that this is not going to be the same team that we've seen over the last 8-9 years, and that's tough to watch.
No, there's a bit of a changing of the guard here. the team is going to look different.
I mean, to me, there's always going to be change in baseball, and the way that you win is by adapting to the change better than other people. So sometimes it flows really well. Sometimes you have everything lined up, and other times you have to grind and change things around. And like, look, the Giants won 106 games last year with a roster that was, I mean, like,
correct.
How did they do that? Like, baseball,
they built organizationally.
Yeah, they built organizationally.
They had
Dodgers
some veteran guys who
building.
Had really good years, like Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford and Buster Posey, and they had filled in with some young guys and some cast-offs.
Yeah, and if you keep with the guys
Seager,
too long.
Some Chris Taylor types.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they were able to do. It was basically the Dodgers playbook, and they did it for
they did it
for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, and they hit on some pitchers where they gave them these sort of 1 or 2 year deals, and those
and
Gausman,
yeah, those guys.
It can be done.
Yeah, I'm not feeling confident.
Okay, but when let's revisit this conversation when we see what the new CBA looks like, and then we see what the decision on Corey Seager actually would have cost the Dodgers.
Like, under the new CBA?
Under the new CBA. We don't
know
yet.
Yeah, but who cares what it would look like under the new CBA?
Well, what if it means that they have to trade away three other guys because
they're not going to have a hard salary cap.
They're pushing for a hard
cap. Well, then there'll be a strike. There'll be a nuclear winter. There'll be a strike for 2 years.
Isn't that what they're pushing for, Greg? I follow this fairly, not that closely, but as
there's
closely.
No way the players' union will ever agree to hard salary cap.
And I think that is what the owners want.
Well, then we're going to have a strike for 2 years.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's going to be a strike because of exactly what Mace is saying. They don't want a hard cap. Why would they? That's all. They're losing money.
Yeah.
Those 10-year deals that Corey Seager just got, that's going to be gone.
But I don't know that to be the case, Momo. Do you know that to be the case? That I heard there are going to be salary restraints in terms of number of years you can offer.
Which is what they should do. I mean, I never
number
think those 10-year deals
make sense.
Good.
Yeah. But that doesn't change the fact that Corey Seager could have been had for 10 years, $325 million.
Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are taking a wait and see conservative approach to what is going to be a very different new landscape. And I don't think you can ever replace a talent like Corey Seager. He deserves every penny he got from the Rangers. I'm surprised the Dodgers didn't go penny for dollar for dollar on that. It wasn't like that's not a $400 million deal.
No, it's a lot less than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's about right. It's about what I thought he should get. And turns out that's the highest he was. I don't know what the Dodgers were offering. But maybe they know more about what that new CBA is going to look like. I mean, that's, you know, just in my texting and calling around, this is where I think the decision-making lies with a lot of these big market clubs, which is you make a decision now that could end up having unintended consequences later. So
well no, because everything's going to be grandfathered in, Momo.
Yeah, no, it will, but then that deal will go through, but it will take you out of other discussions later. I mean, what if there's if you're X amount over the tax, you don't get to make certain trades and go even for, like, we don't know what that's going to look like yet.
Right, but the point is Rangers have Corey Seager and we do not.
That's right, you're right. It's a bottom line decision. They got him and the Dodgers didn't. But I will say this. I don't want to have a strong judgment or take on any of these deals yet until we see
I don't see it out there.
I think there's going to be a lot of guys.
By the way, I don't
think
the CBA is going to be as radical as you think it is. I think it's going to be, we're going to limit contracts to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a hard salary cap. There may be higher luxury tax or have it kick in at a lower level. Those kinds of things. But none of those things should really matter to the Dodgers.
Yeah, they shouldn't, but I like, look, when I make a big decision, somebody told me, a very wise person once told me, when you make a big decision, like a big career decision or a big money decision, you want to make sure it's not an emotional decision and you want to make sure you have all the information that you can have before you make that decision. Now you can't get all the information, but you can always live with that decision and feel good about it later if you did your best to have the most information possible. And there's no way you can have the most information possible because we don't know what the CBA is going to be. We don't know how bloody this winter is going to get for baseball.
Yeah, the idea was to get in beforehand. I'm sorry. I think it's a mistake.
I
think they should have matched the offer.
I get it.
The Dodgers.
I do want to find out what their real offer was. I mean, because I will say, like, the last time.
Like Cody Bellinger is going to come up. Would you really spend money on Cody Bellinger over Corey Seager?
Well, I think it'll be less for Cody Bellinger.
A ton less.
Yeah, and Trey Turner's going to come up. Would you rather now they can spend money on Trey Turner? Now they can make certain trades that will be out there. Like, they have to go and have plan B and plan C and plan D now. It gets harder. Sometimes it's easier just to spend your way out of problems. I mean, we do that in all our lives, right? Like, I'd rather.
Yeah, the Dodgers have always done that.
Yeah, they spend your way out of problem. But you have to spend smartly. I mean, this has come up for the Dodgers before. They tried to get Zach Greinke. He wanted that 6 year. They held
Correct.
The line
he
and didn't
the
give it
extra
to him.
Year.
Yep. And you know what? It may have cost him a World Series because there was a couple of years in there where they really could have used Zach Greinke.
Yep.
Okay? We'll never
know.
Well,
I can tell you right now, when we get to the playoffs next year, I would rather have Corey Seager at the plate than just about anybody.
Yeah, me too.
All right, coming up next for you, we'll do a check on Mythical Money. Again, there are major stories all over the place
today. Do you even have any Mythical Money?
We'll get to that coming up next. Lincoln Riley, new head coach at USC. Corey Seager, 10 years, 325 with Texas.
No!
Max Scherzer, 3 years, 45 with the Mets. Rams looking really, really ordinary to awful. I would say awful. In a loss at Green Bay, Matthew Stafford looking especially bad. They fall to 7-4. All that stuff is going on. And we'll take some calls on it. Any of it. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. You know it's a bummer, Momo?
What?
When everything comes down on the same day.
I know. You know what? But you don't have to come up with anything today.
No, it's true. There's really, you don't have to find a story. I've got, you know, I've got a story about a guy who got buried alive. Now, we don't need to go to that.
We can do that tomorrow.
Today. We'll save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I want your annoying Starbucks lady, though.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're
Momo, you want to start
hero
the car?
At the end of Casino. Oh, no, he escaped that explosion.
I'm not starting no car, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not in studio. Oh, you're lucky I'm not in studio.
Yeah, I'd be walking home. Actually, I feel like I should walk home for a little while.
I'm sorry I missed this part. I was walking over from the... I walked in here and you guys were like... Mace was like, I hear him on the...
Go check it out on the podcast and see
I'm going to listen,
how disrespectful... these guys were. All right, so Momo, you just threw out a number that in his career in Detroit, Matthew Stafford was 8-68 against teams with winning records. Now, I would have normally, I'd say, okay, well, that's because it's the Lions. It's a terrible organization. He's not surrounded by talent, all that stuff. He is so far 1-4 against teams with winning records here with the Rams.
That's not good.
It is not. It is not. And he seems to be, I mean, honestly, after the Tennessee game was probably the worst of the worst, right?
Yeah, because that
was
the one.
That was the pick six, and that's the one where he threw the interception in the end zone, never should have thrown that ball. Let's go to Young in Rancho Cucamonga. Young, you're on 710. What's up?
Yo, what's up, Momo?
Hey.
How you guys doing out there?
Great, man.
Check this out, guys. Look. We're 7-4. If the playoffs started today, we'll be in the playoffs.
Yes.
I'd rather lose right now because we can fix it. I'd rather lose yesterday like we did because we can fix it. Okay? This is one thing I will say. Football's a game of momentum. Okay? When McVay went on it on 4th-and-1 and didn't get it in the first quarter, that's when I said, man, this game might be over.
Yeah, that was and Young to put a finer point out. That's the dumbest call I've ever seen McVay make.
Yeah, I agree. Stupid. And then on top, I was happy the defense didn't give up 7. They only gave up 3. Okay, but then you got to overcome 23 weather in your Lambo.
Yeah.
Then you got a guy throwing a pick six and then you got a punter fumbling the ball. See, these are things we can correct right now.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
Will
all right.
Hey,
Young, thank you for the phone call. We got a shaky connection, but yeah. I mean, I guess it's fixable. I don't know. I can't climb inside Matthew Stafford's head and figure out what the hell's going on.
Well, I will say this is one of my standard lines when we talk about baseball, but I think it applies here too. You know how baseball's just hard?
Yeah.
Like, you can be a really good hitter, and then you have these slumps where you just suck. You can't hit at all. And I think the same thing happens with quarterbacks. Like, being really consistent is much harder than it looks. Like, you see these quarterbacks be great for 5 weeks, and then defenses adjust to them, and it's about how you make the adjustment back. And I think the book is out on the Rams. They don't stop the run very well, and other teams feel like they go, if you can get a lead on them, they'll go away from the running game.
Yep, that's exactly what San Francisco did, exactly what Green Bay did. Tennessee didn't do that so much. We just handed them touchdowns.
Yeah. But
and they didn't have Derrick Henry.
Stafford will have some bad turnovers. I mean, the book is out, so the league has adjusted.
But here's the thing, Momo. If it was one game, I'd say, okay, he had a bad game. It's three consecutive games.
Well, he's in a slump.
What is the record? What is the record for most consecutive games with a pick six?
I think he has it now.
Somebody in ESPN Stats and Information must be able to know the answer to that, because that's three in a row.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's brutal, and I got the booster shot on Saturday.
Yeah.
Went out and was a good boy and got my booster shot yesterday. I felt – you haven't gotten yours yet?
Not yet. I'm going to do it soon.
Bergman, have you gotten yours?
I have not yet. But by the way, I looked it up. Matt Schaub has a pick six in four consecutive games,
right up,
which is an NFL record.
So he's going for the record.
Yep.
that's horrifying. Yeah, I got – so yesterday I felt – I felt like crap, and I don't know if it was really the booster shot or the Rams. I take these Rams losses very, very hard.
At least you didn't go to Lambeau.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Could have been worse.
No.
Like, you could have just decided, I'm going to go to Lambeau with my team.
Yeah, you know, Never been to Lambeau.
Really? You should go.
Yeah, I know I should. Not when the Rams are playing there. We're 0-2 at Lambeau in the last 2 years. Mm. All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so because Momo is here, I figure we go a little bit NBA that is not in LA. So the Kemba Walker experiment in New York is getting a bit iffy. Coach Tibbs announced today that he will be out of the rotation for now. Walker has been a bit of a moving target recently, going to from team to team. Is his career going to be like the Isaiah Thomas route? The one that, not the Pistons one, the other one that was played for the Lakers and everything. Small guard that gets played off the court after making a bunch of money type of guy?
No, I think I know that was disappointing what happened with him. I think they'll either trade him, right, because he's on a very manageable contract now, and I think he can still help people. Like, I know a little bit about, like, look, with Kemba and Julius Randle, they both have the ball in their hands all the time, right, and they don't play very well together. There's things they could have done to manage that, but I don't know. Like, it's 2 years, $17 million. That's a pretty good contract.
No, it's not a bad deal. You know, the guy's 1 year removed from 19 points a game, I can't imagine that he's, you know, he's shooting. What's weird is he's shooting 41% from three this year.
Yeah.
There's not room for a guy that shoots 41% from three.
Well, it's just because he also has the ball in his hand all the time. I mean, that's, you know, so it's a little like the Westbrook issue, too. Okay, so Westbrook has the ball in his hand all the time.
So extremely ball dominant.
Yeah, and it doesn't work with that team, and it's affecting the rest of their starting lineup. Fine.
And defensively, I don't know the book on Kemba Walker. I'm guessing doesn't defend.
Not good. Not good. But so, like, he probably
and
should.
And Tibbs, you got to defend.
Yeah, it probably should be more of a six man. He probably should be kind of a heat check guy.
Kind of like Isaiah Thomas was?
Yeah.
Oh, can you put me up?
Really sluggish.
Oh, I'm not even on. There, look at that. Now the microphone's not on. What is happening today? Anyway, do you love NFTs? I know you do, Mace.
I do not.
Oh, you do not? Oh,
no,
well.
I hate NFTs.
I don't get them.
Well, then this question is not going to work out very well.
Well, go ahead. I'll make fun of NFTs. Go
All
ahead.
Right, so do you love Spider-Man?
I do love Spider-Man. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Spider-Man. Was it?
No Way Home. No Way Home. Do you have the A-list from AMC? I feel like you would.
No.
Oh, A-list is one of those things where you get to go to every movie for a certain amount of money.
I don't like big chain theaters. I don't like AMC, Regal, or Cinemark.
Well, if you don't, AMC is giving out 86,000 NFTs to those that pre-order their Spider-Man No Way Home tickets for December 26th, starting today.
Okay.
Does this make you want to see Spider-Man more? But apparently, this question didn't work.
The answer is no.
I'm very interested in seeing Spider-Man. I love that Doctor Strange is in it. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch, and it's got Zendaya is in it, and Tom Holland, and it looks really good. The multiverse, it's sort of like a spin on the animated version that we saw a couple of years ago. So I do like the movie itself. NFTs, I do not believe in. I think someday you're going to be stuck with an NFT that you just can't get rid of and is worthless. So I'm not an NFT guy, and I'm definitely not a big chain movie theater guy. I like going to small.
I have one question:
theaters.
Could Dodger fans get all of the NFTs and then sell them so they can get Corey Seager?
Ah, good question.
Ooh. No. I like that.
It's unlikely, but Momo, why don't you start that rally?
Okay.
Change.org. All right, Jorge, maybe you got something better.
Yeah, okay, so we haven't had this in a while. So a couple weeks ago, or last week, or whatever it was, with the Travis and Sliwa show, I tried this sandwich. Well, not with them, but after their show.
Okay.
It had Carolina Reapers, Ghost Peppers.
Oh, this was from Howlin' Race.
Yeah.
Yeah, Howlin' Race is awesome.
And red habanero peppers. That was the stupidest thing I've ever done. I took two bites of the sandwich and was out for 3 days.
Oh,
my stomach
God.
Wasn't feeling, I wasn't feeling well for 3 days. What is the stupidest or dumbest thing you guys ever eaten?
Oh, there's a lot to choose from here.
I've ever eaten.
I mean, usually you would start with, when's the last time you threw up? And that would probably be your answer, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you, stupidest thing I've ever eaten was on a bet.
Yeah.
And it was eat this whole ball of wasabi.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I did it. I did.
Because you do that.
And the sad thing is the bet was for $20.
Gosh, mate.
And I felt that for a week. So that probably is up there in terms of dumbest thing I've ever
done. I did it for nothing. It was a good sandwich, though.
You did.
That much.
By the way, I think Howlin' Race, you got the hot. They've got sandwiches that aren't at that level, Carolina Reapers and all that stuff. You could have gotten something a little bit more medium temperature and you would have loved it, but I love Howlin' Race.
No, I like it, too. It's just I've never had that sandwich, and I wanted to try it, and as soon as I took that first bite, it was ask Greg. He saw me suffering.
He was sweating. He was legitimately sitting
probably
in the
really
back sweating.
Probably detoxifying, though. He probably cleared out a lot of toxins.
Probably, but it was really good.
Okay, two things come to mind. Number one, I was in college, and people challenged me to, I don't know why I did this, but they challenged me to eat a whole stick of butter.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a softball thing. Like, that's like a Stanford thing, though, right? Like, let's not, instead of drinking a whole bunch, because that would be like really irresponsible.
You eat a stick of butter?
I ate a stick of butter. It was gross.
I did that once, but you add sugar to it. It tastes different.
It was pretty gross. It was a lot of butter, and I felt that for a while. I mean.
Wait, you ate butter with sugar on it?
No, you can. Yeah,
it's
really
good.
Butter and sugar, that's the secret to food.
Exactly,
butter, sugar, salt. Those are basically the three main ingredients in all good food.
Yeah. Sure.
Take some toast, put some butter, and sprinkle sugar on it.
Yeah, butter, sugar.
No, that's good. That's like a cinnamon sugar. Yeah, I like that.
Honestly, the thing that comes to mind of the dumbest thing I ate it was more drinking. My friend Mandy took me out at spring training once. It was my first time ever going to spring training. And I just mixed so many kinds of alcohols, so many. I drank a blue drink, some kind of blue fruity thing. I drank some kind of, then I drank a beer. Then I drank some tequila. Then I drank, I kid you not, I cannot believe I did. After all of that, okay, I had an Irish car bomb. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah.
Guinness with, what do you drop in there?
Bailey's.
Mm-hmm. Bailey's. Mm-hmm. You take a shot of Bailey's and you drop it in some Guinness, and it actually tastes delicious.
It does. It foams up, too.
It foams up, and it kind of tastes like a peanut butter cup. It's, like, it really delicious. However, not delicious after you've had, like, the blue fruity thing and some tequila. And so, oh, my God, I have not thrown up that much in my entire life. That was so disgusting.
So,
don't ever do that.
I don't regret this. I don't regret this at all, but I once went to a place when I was in Wyoming, a place that served Rocky Mountain oysters. Do you know what Rocky Mountain oysters
are? I do.
Do you guys know?
Yeah, isn't it cow? Yeah, I'm going to stop there.
Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bull's eggs.
Yeah.
what you call them, bull's eggs. And I ate my plate, and they're friggin' delicious with cocktail sauce.
Oh, God, you're making it worse.
And then I ate half of a second plate because Juan wouldn't eat his at all. So I ate a plate and a half. Must have been a pound of Rocky Mountain oysters.
Gosh.
They are delicious. If you've not tried them, they are delicious. And by the way, also considered to be an aphrodisiac.
Okay.
So it was a busy night after those oysters.
I think that's time to...
Anyway, next!
All right, so the Carolina Panthers are in a bit of trouble. Sam Darnold, who went to USC, is in the bust category currently. And yep. Cam Newton was just benched at halftime in only his second start back as the starting quarterback. Is this the end of one or both of these guys?
Why'd they bench Cam? I didn't watch that game. Why'd they bench him? He just sucked?
I believe that's played the correct
poorly.
Answer, yes.
Yeah,
he
played really
he played
poorly.
Badly. You know, I think Cam was on the tail end. I know it was a nice story. He came back and, you know, yelled, "I'm back," after he scored two touchdowns, I think, in his first game back. But realistically, he's at the tail end of his career. He's not a franchise quarterback. He's not a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL anymore. His time has passed. And Sam Darnold is probably going to wind up being somebody's backup quarterback, and not a bad backup quarterback to have, somebody who's had some experience. Like, for example, as a Rams fan, I cringe at the idea of John Wolford coming into games, but if Sam Darnold was the backup quarterback, I would feel much more secure at that position. So I think Sam Darnold is going to be a totally credible, experienced backup quarterback in this league
Jorge, what do you think?
I'm trying to make you laugh, man.
Jorge's having a laugh attack in here, Mace.
Over?
Your final comment on my question.
Oh, got
move
it.
On,
yes.
Move on.
I've never seen him lose it like
He's
this.
He's dying in here. Jeez.
I've never seen him lose it like this. This is great.
Momo, your take?
You know, I think talent plays. I think you're right. Darnold becomes a backup someplace, and Carolina just invests in somebody. Why did they? Did Cam just stink? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he was terrible. He was throwing interceptions. Was just playing really, really badly.
I mean, but like that team sucks. Carolina.
Yeah, they do.
Good.
They had a decent defense early in the year.
And McCaffrey. I can't drop McCaffrey anymore. Like I don't have him this year, but I had him last year. Mace. He kills everybody. He's the number one fantasy player, except he gets hurt every year.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't think I want the number one pick anymore in the draft.
Every
it's
time
too
I have
much
it, I lose.
Pressure.
Yeah,
the guy who picked number two in our draft took Derrick Henry.
Ooh,
same boat. How about number three, Saquon Barkley? I mean, honestly, you're better off picking late in the draft than you are.
I like
early
picking
in
right in
the
middle because then you're two. If you have the snake draft, you get two better picks. When you pick one, like your second round pick is going to be the worst of the second round pick. There's nobody good by the time he gets back around.
Yeah. So I lose McCaffrey, which means I am very likely. I'm 4-7 and in dead last place in the Hollywood Football League. And as has been talked about on the show, I promise that if I finish last, I will shave an eyebrow off.
One brow man.
Mace, I'm gonna try to make you feel better.
Okay.
So I play with Jason Chu in this fantasy basketball league. And the first year we played together, we won. Like, won the league and everything.
Oh, you mean you play together?
Yeah,
together.
We're like co-managers.
Jason Chu's a great guy, yeah.
And he wins our baseball league every year now.
Oh, apparently. He kicks my ass in the
everybody.
Baseball
he kicks everybody's butt. So clearly, he thought, I'm going to get Ramona. She covers basketball. She's going to be like my ringer. The first year, I was totally the ringer. I had good picks. So I was on it. We were pretty much last place last year. And then this year, we're last place again. And I'm supposed to, like, know what I'm doing out there. But everybody I tell them to pick, they get hurt. We suck. We're like the last place team. And this is a guy who never finishes last in anything.
No.
I'm like totally bringing down the team.
Well, I'm in that league, that Mike Trudell league, with Sedano and Kevin Ding and Mark Heisler and a bunch of NBA people. I'm second right now.
Hey.
I'm trailing only Mike Trudell. The little dictator who runs the league.
Mike's aggressive.
He is hardcore.
Sports, yeah.
All right, so there's so much going on today. We've been dithering.
Good word.
Yeah, dithering. The reality is there's a ton of stuff and a ton of stuff to react to. And this is a big day for, let me just update you. If you're just tuning in, Corey Seager has signed a 10-year, $325 million contract with the Texas Rangers.
No!
On top of that, Max Scherzer has signed a 3-year, $130 million contract with the New York Mets. Now, good news, the new head coach at USC is Lincoln Riley, a home run hire. Can't find anybody critical of that one, not even Greg Bergman, who is a big UCLA fan and loves Chip Kelly.
I mean, and it was also done under the cover of darkness.
Yeah, somehow snuck that in without a sneak attack. And the Lakers, Rams lost. They looked awful. Matthew Stafford looked terrible. All this stuff's going on. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some calls in coming up next for you. And I will tell you what the Starbucks girl is irritating me with, Momo.
Yeah, I want to know.
Irritating me with. That's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.